Good morning. We'd like to see the title, Anchor, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 9 through 20. For online pupils, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 9, but beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner, what does the phrases of better things and salvation mean? Question 2. In verse 18, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, whoever fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. What are two immutable things? Last question in verse 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. What is an anchor of the soul? First of all, we'd like to see backgrounds of a Hebrew book. Hebrew book was written for 604 through 68 AD, probably just before destruction of Jerusalem by Roman soldier Titus in 70 AD. That Hebrew book was written to Hebrew Christians in Greek language. The author was not disclosed, author name was not disclosed, but the majority of biblical scholars think that the author was disciple Paul, because the style of the book of Hebrews is a very logical, very reasonable, logical, you know, process, like disciple Paul's epistles. That's why majority scholars think that the book of Hebrews was written by disciple Paul. The main theme of Hebrews' book is emphasize the personal relationship with God, not in law, but in grace. Because Judaists emphasize law, you know, perform particular, you know, work, plus you know, faith. But disciple Paul's, you know, point is faith alone is sufficient for salvation. Also, today we rather Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9 through 20, there is an author. Author means irrevocable promise. Irrevocable, which meaning you made a certain promise. So original promisor cannot cancel the initial promise. That is irrevocable. You cannot revoke your own promise. So irrevocable promise is called as oath. So author is a promise. So in this context, the promise given by God, so therefore promise is God's word. So that is like a synonym, right? Author, promise, God's word, you know, all kinds of, you know, interrelated. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2 said, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, or go on to maturity, not like stay on early believers' level, or baby Christian's level or current Christian level, but rather than to mature Christian, go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, plural, right? So two baptism, you know, the baptism with the Holy Spirit and the water baptism, you know, basic baptisms of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. So that kind of example of Apostles' Creed. So the, for example, do not stay on Apostles' Creed level, but you should go up to the whole counsel of God or all the Bible. So to, you know, perfection, to maturity. Then verse 9, but beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. So here, therefore, we are confident of better things. What is better things? Better things here go on to perfection or go to maturity Christians, mature Christians. So you should know the Bible up to all the Bible, then, you know, believe in the all the Bible. So then you can live, you know, on the Word of God. So better things, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak of salvation, the Bible, you know, talks about the three types of salvation. First, the positional salvation. Second, progressive salvation. Last one, ultimate salvation. So here, positional salvation is a present perfect tense. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Here, have been saved through faith. So since the past tense up to present tense, that's called present perfect tense. That is a positional. So you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, so you have been saved because of your faith. Number two, progressive. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have been always obeyed, you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So work out your own salvation. So your own salvation is being processed, is being progressed. That is progressive, like a sanctification, progressive sanctification. Last one, ultimate, Romans chapter 5, verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We shall be saved, future tense. So ultimately, so we will be reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, which meaning we will enter into the kingdom of heaven in the presence of our God the Father, where Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of God the Father. So that kind of ultimate. So therefore, here salvation, not only position salvation, progress up to ultimate salvation, or enter into the kingdom over God in the presence of God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So here, God is not unjust to forget, which meaning God is just not to forget. So, God should remember whatever you minister to God and to His sheep or His saints. Here, work labor, the motive must be agape love. Agape love is only fruit of the Holy Spirit. So excluding your flesh work, so focus on agape love. So also not forget the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 18, also here. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast or be firm, immovable, unchanged, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, your labor with the motive of agape love is not in vain. So, otherwise, or the God, you know, should recognize your labor with the motive of agape love, which means God will reward you. So basically, the Corinthians, the disciples said, you know, like the jewel. So the test through your labor is not burnt out. So that's why you will receive a reward from God. So, also, I'd like to point out your ministry or your sowing seed to the people is your responsibility, not hearers' hearts or proper time to accept the gospel or proper time to grow is not your responsibility. Only your responsibility, you minister to the people, such as teaching or preaching or giving away a charity form to them. That's it. Then respondent or hearers, the faith is growing, or hearers accept the gospel, becoming a new Christian. That's totally up to the Lord. The Lord's responsibility. But sadly, when you listen to your testimony, so somebody said he sowed the gospel to the people. So a lot of people accept the gospel. So they try to extending to hearers' acceptance of the gospel, likely by a preacher. No. That is not by the preacher. That is God worked hearers who have accepted the gospel. So that is important. So you are minister to the Lord and saints. So God will never forget, which means God will give rewards. So because your motive is agape love, not like your own glory or your own profit, you know, like that. Verse 11, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. So each minister, each Christian to minister to God and to his sheep or saints. So that we should show the diligence or faithfulness, you know. So because we have a hope to be saved or to enter into the heaven over the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven in the presence of God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ until the end or until the ultimate points. So that kind of we have assurance, the hope to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you know, forever with the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, like the same diligence. So that verse 12, you do not become sluggish. So you do not become, you know, lazy. even if no fruit or no increase is shown, so you do not be discouraged. You do not be slothful, lazy, or you shouldn't be bored. But immediately, those who through faith and patience inherited the promise. Immediately meaning you follow a certain example. You know, the earlier Christians who through faith and patience inherited the promise. Inherited the promise meaning the promise is fulfilled, or those people, you know, obtained the promises. So that meaning. So that kind of example here given, you know, Abraham cases. So even if at the present situation, the situation describes you, so you shouldn't be sluggish or lazy or bored, but you should keep diligence, or you should keep faithfully through faith and patience to obtain the promise in God's time. So Philippians chapter 3 verse 14 say, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So just to see, you know, God's reward, God's prize, you know, that is for it. So you shouldn't be discouraged. You shouldn't be lazy or sluggish. So keep faith and patience. So here, example, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise, or the promise fulfilled. So, first of all, what is Abraham's, you know, promise? Abraham's promise is Genesis chapter 15, verses 4 and 5 said, first of all, God asked, who is your heir? But Abraham said, Abraham, his servant was Eliezer. Eliezer, would be an heir of Abraham. Then God said, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, Abraham, saying, this one, or Eliezer, Abraham's servant, shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, God said to Abraham, so shall your descendants be. So that promise, so a lot of, you know, multiply Abraham's descendants. Then, chapter 16, verse 3, and Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband, Abraham, to be his wife. After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan. So God, you know, give a promise to have an heir by your body. So, but after 10 years later, the Sarah, I could not wait for, you know, God's promise. That's why Sarah, Abraham's wife, you know, give the Sarah's the maid servant to Abraham. So then, the Hagar, you know, got pregnant, 10 months required. So that 10 years plus 1, 11 years. Then chapter 16, verse 16, Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar born Ishmael to Abraham. So 86 years old, then is 1 year later, 10 plus 1 year, because pregnancy 10 months required for Hagar. So 86 years Abraham got Ishmael by Hagar. Then, chapter 21, verse 5, now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him, Abraham. So, 100 years old, he got Isaac by Sarah. So, that is 14 years. So, because 100 minus 86, 14 years. So, therefore, 11 plus 14 years, 25 years. So, the 75 years old, Abraham got the promise from God. So, there's Abraham got, you know, irrevocable promise from God. So, God made, you know, promise irrevocably to Abraham. It's a one-way, unilateral promise, right? Unilateral promise. That's called, you know, oath. You know, unilateral promise to Abraham, 75 years old. But 10 years later, Abraham got the Hagar, you know, by Sarah. So Hagar, Abraham got the Hagar. So 11 years, you know, actually 10 years plus 10 months. So 86 years old, Abraham aged. Abraham got Ishmael by Hagar. Then 11 years later, then 100 years old, finally God's promise fulfilled. So Abraham obtained God's promise, his heir Isaac, by his own body. So total 25 years old. So that's why right here, a promise to Abraham. So 75 years old, you know, God, you know, gave promise to Abraham by your body, so you will have an heir. So surely blessing, I will bless you, multiplying, I will multiply you like a lot of stars in heaven. Then he could swear by no one greater. So why? Because God is the greatest. So usually swear, you know, by greater. For example, the witness testimony in court. So witness swear by whom? By the court, by the judge. You know, at that point, you know, judge has a greater position than in, you know, witness. So witness testimony to say, I must tell, you know, only truth, you know, no falsity. But if the witness testified falsely or lied, so he would be subjected to perjury. So subject to, you know, penalty, fine, and imprisonment, sentence too. So the no one great, obviously God is the greatest. He swore by himself, therefore he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, how long is it? 25 years old, although his the exercise, his flesh work, you know, in cooperation with Sarah, right? That's why he got Hagar. So that is, you know, causing a, you know, problem until today. Today Arabic people, you know, still tension with Jewish people. He obtained the promise after 25 years later. So 100 years old, you know, he got Isaac as the heir from his body. For men indeed swear by the greater, obviously greater, and an author for confirmation or affirmation is for them an end of all disputes. So all dispute or all argument. So, you know, one person said, you know, what I said is true, but the other opponent said, what you said is not true. Then one leader said, I make an oath that what I said is true. So that moment the author would end the argument, further argument. So that all end of all dispute. Does God determine to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel confirmed it by an oath? So here, immutability meaning immutable, unchangeable. So the promise, so God's, you know, promise is not, you know, unchanging, is not, you know, unchangeable. So which meaning God's promise is affirmed. So how confirmed it by an oath? It meaning confirmed His promise by an oath. So God make a promise by the mean of an oath, irrevocable, you know, unilateral promise is called oath. So God, you know, used oath, a form of oath. He made a promise. So verse 18, that by two immutable things. So here, what are two immutable things? Two unchanging things in which it is impossible for God to lie. So God is impossible to lie because God's word is true, must be true. So God cannot, you know, lie. So two immutable things right here, verse 17. First of all, promise. Whatever God's promise, so confirmed by an oath, right? Whatever God's promise. Number two, so that is immutable, immutable, unchangeable, firm. So two, promise and immutable. That is two elements, two immutable things. One is God's promise. Number two, God, you know, cannot lie, you know, to God's nature. That is two immutable things. We might have a strong consolation. So therefore, we may have a strong comfort. You a strong comfort, consolation, because God's word is never changed. So who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us? So because God's word is there, so right here, you know, from verse 9, basically 10, accomplish salvation, right? So we have a hope to enter into the presence of God, which is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. That kind of hope, who said, and God said. So strong comfort, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. So we have been saved, we have been being saved by the Jesus Christ image. So then ultimately we'll be saved into the kingdom of God, you know, to reside there forever. The hope we have as an anchor of the soul. So the hope is an anchor, you know, just like anchor of the soul. What is the anchor? Anchor meaning we anchored the ship in we anchored a ship into a seabed, not to be drifted away by a tide or a wind. So we lay down an anchor over the ship into a seabed, not to be drifted away by tide or a wind. So anchor really emphasizes the steadfast, you know, firmly, you know, not, you know, mutable, not changeable, you know, that kind of a sense. So that's why anchor of the soul, not in here, anchor of the ship, anchor of the soul, which meaning here, promise, you know, the author, also irrevocable unilateral promise. So that is in essence, bottom line, the word of God. So an anchor of the soul, bottom line, is the word of God. So God's word is sure and steadfast. So God's word is sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. That is called is ultimate salvation, right? Which enters the presence, meaning presence of God behind the veil. What is a veil? Well, meaning in the Old Testament, a priest once a year entered into the Holy of Holies behind the veil. So, but in the New Testament, when Jesus was crucified, the veil was torn down. So right now, the high priest is the Lord Jesus Christ. No longer a human, you know, high priest existent, inherited by Levi tribe. Son of Jacob or Israel. So, behind the veil where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, forerunner, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ right now the high priest, having become high priest forever. So Jesus Christ, the high priest forever, which means in the Old Testament, the high priest subjected to each human life. So if that high priest is dead, so next the descendant will take over the decedent high priest. But Jesus Christ, you know, high priest is forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. So Melchizedek was worshipped by Abraham. So Abraham is a forefather of the Isaac and Jacob and Levi. So Levi behind Abraham. So right? So Abraham, Isaac, Israel, then Levi. But Abraham worshipped Melchizedek. So Melchizedek above Abraham. So Jesus Christ came from Melchizedek. So Jesus Christ, the bloodline came from Judah, not Levi. So irrelevant to with the Levi, you know, tribe kind of thing. So Jesus Christ in the order of Melchizedek. So here, the hope we have as an anchor of the soul. So we have a hope as an anchor of the soul, which is sure and steadfast. So our hope from where? Our hope from off. So our hope from unilateral, irrevocable promise given by God. Our hope over God's word, simply. So the anchor of the soul is God's word. So, which enters the presence of God the Father behind the veil where the forerunner has entered for us. So, through the Lord Jesus Christ, the high priest forever. So, verse 19-20 simply means like that. We have a hope of God's word as an anchor of the soul to enter the presence of God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ as the high priest forever. Let's see each question in verse 9. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner, what does the phrase of better things? Better things means go on to perfection or go on to mature Christianity. Then is a salvation. What is salvation? A common salvation, not only present perfect, you know, salvation or positional salvation, then workout salvation, progress salvation, then last one, ultimate salvation. Ultimate salvation meaning to enter in the presence of God the Father into the kingdom of God. In verse 18, that by two immutable things or two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. What are two immutable things? That is said, verse 17, thus God determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of a promise. The immutability of his counsel confirmed it by an oath. So two immutability, number one, promise. Number two, God's nature, immutable. God cannot lie. So the promise is God's word, right? Promise is there, but that promise not changing, not changeable. That is immutable nature. That is two immutable things. The last question in verse 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. What is an anchor of the soul? The bottom line, the word of God, right? The hope is an anchor of the soul. And what is hope? The hope over oath, or the hope over unilateral, irrevocable promise. The bottom line, the promise, the word of God. So the hope of the word of God, that is your anchor, steadfast and surely kind of thing. So we are singing all together, Amazing Grace, then we will pray.